Gregor McNee, Senior Public Affairs Manager with Cancer Research UK. What the numbers today show is that roughly the same number of people are completing the BAL screening test as the last reported periods. And really that's below the 60% target that the Scottish Government have set for the test. We're keen at Cancer Research UK to encourage people who want to do the test to definitely do so and just get across the positive message that the earlier cancers are detected, the far better the treatment options and far better the outcomes are for cancer patients or people who might have an early stage cancer. With BAL screening, those that are detected early at stage one, we see well over 95% survival, whereas those detected at the latest stage, that's stage four, it's less than 10%. So there's a really clear call to action there that the earlier cancers detected, the far better your chances. Yeah, there's a significant deprivation divide within those returning the tests. Those in the most deprived areas are less likely to return it. And within that, there's some views that are very clear from research by Cancer Research UK and others that there's often a sense of fatalism, a sense of fear about cancer where people believe it's not treatable and they'd almost rather not know and not take up tests like this. But with BAL screening, there's a really unique opportunity to either detect cancers at a very early stage where chances are very positive indeed. And BAL screening actually picks up early stage polyps, which are precancerous growths, and they can also be removed very easily and prevent a cancer developing in the first place. So our message from Cancer Research UK is if you feel you want to do this test, you should definitely take it up, and it does ultimately save lives. Cancer Research UK were very keen for the Scottish Government to make a significant investment in improving this deprivation gap in BAL screening, and they have committed a significant sum of £5 million towards this. This really needs to be targeted carefully and wisely, particularly in deprived areas and to those that are currently hard to reach. It also needs to be spent in a way that doesn't just last a six-month period or briefly. It needs to be sustainable and make sure that £5 million goes as long way as possible. Okay, good.